This is Mother's Day, and wow, I thank God for all the praying mothers all over the world, and wow, if it wouldn't be for the praying mothers, we'd be in a bad condition, but thanks be to God for the nurturing. That's why I entitled my message, if you go over to the message page, then I entitled my message, The Mother Side of God. Because, you know, you think about it. You know, we got praying mothers. Jesus prayed for us in John 17. So that means that God was praying for us. And we got a pretty good deal, I think. So prayer is so important. And if you click on the slides page, you'll see all the ones that we have listed in our bulletin on the website, people that we've been lifting up. And we want to keep them in prayer as we pray prayers in general. Look around. Look around your environment. You know, we always got to be conscious of our surroundings. So it's important. Look around where you live, where you work, where you go to school, where you go to church. This is really your mission field. You know, the best mission field to evangelize is within your own family, because they know you better than anybody. And if you really had that change in your life when you had Christ come into your life, you are a wonderful testimony for what the Lord has done. So pray, and you'll know that Jesus would be able to touch them. And you also know when you lift them up, we lift them up to the Lord. So regular prayer is so important. And then invite your family and your friends to pray with you. And you can even have a little prayer meeting right in your home. Isn't that cool? So think about that, because prayer is an expression of an intimate relationship between you and our Heavenly Father, even the mother side of our Heavenly Father, who makes it his point to make sure that all our resources are available to us. With that said, let's pray the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, have a wonderful Mother's Day. And if your mother is still alive and well and with you, I hope and pray that you spend some time with her today. And if she lives far away, call her up on the phone and say, Mom, I love you. Thank you for praying for me all these years. It's a wonderful thing to have a mother. Amen. Have a blessed day.